Meanwhile, the president of the United States having big conversations this week as White House drama is all over the place. He had a gun conversation yesterday with bipartisan lawmakers. He voiced support for raising the gun age to 21, strengthening background checks, flipping it so that you take the guns before committing to due process, all sorts of things. And it's left a lot of conservatives wondering, well, what the heck is going on over there?
Aren't we?
So let's turn over to Chairman of the American Conservative Union, Matt Schlapp, and find out how it is that the president's operating these days. Matt, good morning, sir.
Hey, Matt.
Vince, great to be with you again.
Nice to have you. So tell us, what was your impression? I don't know if you saw the meeting yesterday with the president, but what's your impression of how the president has been operating on guns, especially with Democrats in the room yesterday?
You know, I was at the White House for some meetings while that was going on. And was able to watch some of it as well. And I find it fascinating the way the president does business. This is the man I got to know a little bit before he ran for president. He loves to have a conversation. He loves to ask people their opinions. He loves to, you know, conduct those kind of discussions. And I think for some conservatives like myself, there are some things that are said that make us, you know, a wee bit uncomfortable for sure. But by the same token, there's something uniquely American about just trying to solve a big problem. My guess is most Americans who watch that think that it's refreshing.
Yeah, I watched it. It was like an NRA recruitment drive yesterday for me. I was like, holy cow, like some of the things coming out of this meeting must be stimulating memberships today. Specifically, here's the one that really jumped out at me, was Mike Pence was talking about, hey, we can take weapons, but we have to properly adjudicate. We have to go through the due process first. The president said, well, no, actually, let's flip that. I'd rather take the guns first and then do due process. That's just not constitutional.
Well, you need due process throughout the whole time. I mean, this is America and there's a due process. I don't think the president was using due process with its, you know, appropriate definition. I think what he was saying is if we know that there is somebody who's ready to commit an act of violence, we got to get on top of that. Mm-hmm. I think that's what he was talking about. I really think when it comes to this question of people who have mental deficiencies, I think it's not just obviously that. It's a question of, are you prone to violence?
Well, oh man.
And when you put those two together, I think most Americans say, yeah, it's okay to ban those people from owning an arsenal of weapons.
Well, Matt, to that point, I mean, I'd like to believe the president will start emphasizing the process failures that resulted in the school shooting. I mean, we're talking about his criticism of Jeff Sessions, rightly so. He's been critical of the sheriff down there for being a political hack. I'd like to see him focus more on that. Do you think he will at some point?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what happens at these things is, just like on immigration, is he starts having a very vigorous bipartisan conversation, and he's in regular contact with, you know, leaders in the Second Amendment movement, and he's also in regular contact with people in law enforcement, and he will continue to push an agenda. And the number one piece of that agenda is hardening schools, taking basic security precautions at schools. I mean, what's amazing to me is, you know, I just dropped my kids off at school, and there's an armed off-duty police guard that brings us all in as we do the drop-off. And when the school bell rings, he gets in his car and he drives away. And I think there's a lot of parents that are looking at that and saying, we don't need the off-duty patrolmen for the drop-off. We need them while they're in school.
Right.
And we need to make sure that there's security cameras and that the doors are hardened. And, you know, we got to take some basic steps. My guess is that's a piece of this, including more money for quicker background checks that we're going to be able to get done.
Matt, I want to ask you real quickly to recap, if you will, CPAC, and you think its accomplishments.
Sure.
Did you feel, first of all, do you feel like this was a successful CPAC? And also, did the goal of sort of getting conservatives all together on the same page, if that was a goal, was that accomplished here?
Yeah, basically, we listened to one of Ronald Reagan's important speeches, and our theme was a time for action. You know, conservatives always wish about the time when they might have the authority to do things. Well, we got to stop wishing because we actually have that authority. And so that was our mission at CPAC, and I do think it was successful. My guess is it's not a humble statement, but I think it was probably one of our best CPACs ever, maybe our best CPAC ever. They have the president, the vice president, half the cabinet, you know, all the major leaders and people up there talking about what we're actually going to get done is incredibly important, because in a presidency, Vince, as you know, you only have so much time when you have the ability to get big things done. Or in year two, there's too many congressional Republicans who want to play stall ball. That is just not where Donald Trump comes from. He wants to push, and I'm glad he wants to push. And I think conservatives around the country want us to push, just like Obama pushed for 8 long years.
Yeah, the president in peak Trump form at CPAC last week. Let me ask about his other things that he was trying to get accomplished, because the White House is in a state of public disarray
just
at the moment,
bit.
Just because things are moving around. Tell us how pivotal or how essential, as somebody who knows about this, how essential is Hope Hicks to the White House and her relationship there now that she's resigned?
Look, as I told you, I was there for some meetings. There was no panic. There was calm. Yes. But I will tell you, it's obvious this is big news. The president cares a lot for Hope Hicks. He relies on her a lot. And I do think it's hard for a president when somebody who they rely on so much decides to exit. And I think it's normal for these things to happen. These jobs are all-encompassing. They take every moment of your day. You never really kind of get a chance to step away from it. And so it's a logical decision on her behalf. But it will be tough for him. But I don't get this. There's a lot of reporting about how there's panic or whatever.
There's always that.
It is calm. The people there who came from the outside are figuring it out, and they're figuring out these tough jobs. He's brought some other people in who actually have a lot of Washington experience. They're hitting their stride. They're gelling. I think the general has done a great job of bringing order back to the West Wing.
Yes.
And I think the president is more comfortable in his own skin as president. I think at CPAC you saw that when he even made jokes about his bald spot. When did you ever hear Donald Trump do that?
Right.
He's more comfortable in the job. He's figured out the job more. And I actually think if they can get this all pulled together, we can get great things done even before the midterm.
All right. The resume you just described of people from the outside and people with Washington experience sure sounds a lot like your wife, Mercedes Schlapp. I know she's working in the White House. And here's the deal. Matt, between you and I. At some point, CNN is going to break this news. They're going to have the scoop that Mercedes Schlapp is the new communications director for the White House. The last thing you or I want is CNN to break this
right.
news. So do the world a favor right now and help us out here on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, Vince, the first thing I have to do is make sure that I keep the job of husband. Okay? That's my number one job. I do think you make a good point. Why does the White House break so much news with their enemies?
Yes.
My guess, whoever they pick for this new communications director is going to be very sensitive.
And a very lovely woman who's married to Matt Schlapp.
She's awesome. I love her. She's very talented. We have 5 little kids. The older one's not so little anymore. She's got a lot going on in her life.
That's right.
And she, I will tell you this, as a woman who's in a senior level position, she is respected by the president, and she really enjoys working for him.
All right.
And it's a great environment for her, and she's having a blast, even though it's awfully tough.
Yeah, see, so a whole bunch of reasons why maybe she'd be a good pick. Anyway, Matt, thank you for putting up with an uncomfortable question this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt.
8:15 now. Shoot, we really tried.
Yeah, I know. I
was really tried.
He came close. I could tell he wanted to do it.
You don't want Jim Sciutto or whatever breaking this. 8:15 now. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.